Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Domingo y una vez más te doy la bienvenida a este, tu espacio en la web para el romance y la nostalgia. Nuestro episodio de hoy se llama Dime Algo. Y bueno, no voy a hablar mucho. Más bien le voy a ceder la palabra a nuestros primeros invitados. Ellos son Arab Strap y nos traen Love Detective.
misery train. Misery train. Destiny's train. Destiny's train. Gray train. Gray train. Sulfur sky. Sulfur sky. I'm burying my brother today. Today, today. Forever. Today. Rain, 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 gray rain, gray rain, homes, homes. I'm burying my brother today. Today, today, today. Forever today. Phone screams. It's time, it's time, it's time. Rain, rain. Damn rain. Damn train. Dearest brother, dearest brother, fly, 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 enjoy your destiny, your destiny. Train, 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 train.
Eran los neoyorquinos Suicide con el tema Damn Rain, Damn Train. A continuación, escuchamos la historia de Frank's Wild Years. en la voz y el órgano de un invitado habitual en nuestro programa. Es el señor Tom Waits.
Frank settled down out in the valley, and he hung his wild ears on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25% and put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths, drank them in the car on the way to the Shell station. He got a gallon of gas and a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. And Frank put on a top 40 station, got on the Hollywood freeway and headed north. Never could stand that dog.
Fellas, yeah, I've been in a disaster. Went over to Poke Chop Willie's joint back of the tracks last night. You know that little bus out joint. Everybody's boozing, having a good time. Fat Fanny was there, Wide Open Annie, Luli Bell, Juicy Lucy, and Poke Chop Willie. They all was sitting there talking trash about the good old days. And Poke Chops was a nickel apiece and you couldn't find a nickel. And we were talking trash and drinking, having a good time. And my hand slipped and fell on Blue Lou's thigh. And she straightened up and she said, "Keep your filthy, crummy hands to yourself." I said, "Okay, darling." So we kept on yakety-yakking and talking and drinking that fire water. And after a while, you know, on purpose, my hand slipped again. When my hand slipped, she looked at me and she sang this song. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride? Don't you buy no ride? If you buy some ride, you wanna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. You take me out like a gentleman and treat me fine, but I know there's something in the back of your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you touch my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna grab my thigh. Grab my thigh, you're gonna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? take me out, treat me fine. But I know there's something in the back of your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you'll wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go up high. So don't you feel my leg?
Era la Dirty Dozen Brass Band desde New Orleans con Don't You Feel My Leg. Ahora, siguiendo con el tema de las pasiones incontrolables, vamos a desplazarnos hasta el cono sur. Esto se llama Volutas de Humo y aparece en un disco de Kevin Johansen.
Volutas de humo que flotan alrededor de mi cuerpo. Con qué simpleza se desintegran en cuanto las toca el viento. Conversar con vos quisiera, decirte lo que yo siento. ¿Por qué siempre te necesito? Cuanto más solo me encuentro. Este tu encanto fatal es lo único que no entiendo. Sabiendo que poco a poco mi vida estás consumiendo. Cigarrillo forrado de blanco, el color de la pureza, y que llevas en el alma lo negro. ¿Cuántos somos los que nos aferramos a tus pitadas profundas y salamos de una vez mientras tragamos tu veneno? Apartarte yo quisiera, pero sé que no puedo, porque en cada devenir de esta vida que padecemos, en mi propia cobardía, más me aferro a tu maldito veneno. Te tomé como juguete de purrete y hoy que sos parte mía, no sabes cuánto me arrepiento. Ya sin vos no sé vivir, porque sos mi compañero, ese amigo que busqué en la noche solitaria mientras contemplaba los cielos y te hablaba de mis sueños, mis tristezas y alegrías, mientras vos, poco a poco, en mis dedos te consumías. Y así me quitaste el aliento, no me dejás respirar, manchaste todo mi dedo y por dentro devoraste gran parte de mi cuerpo. Pero ¿qué te puedo reprochar? Si fuiste mi compañero. Y otra vez te vuelvo a encender. Y mientras miro tus volutas de humo que envuelven todo mi cuerpo, te tengo que decir a mi pesar que seguí siendo mi mejor compañero.
Life was a pillow fight, which stand there on the quilt, our hands clenched ready. Her with her milky teeth so late for age, and a Stanley knife in her hand. She sliced the tires on my bike and I couldn't forgive her. Stand at the bedroom window, she'd get me to tell her what I saw. I described the houses opposite, the little patch of grass next to the path, the gate with its rotten hinges, forever wedged open, that Dad was always going to fix. She'd stand there quiet for a moment. I thought she was trying to develop the images in her own head. Then she'd say, I can see little twinkly stars, like Christmas tree lights in faraway windows. Rings of brightly coloured rocks floating around orange and mustard planets. I can see huge tiger-striped fishes chasing tiny blue and yellow dashes, all tails and fins and bubbles. I'd look at the grey house opposite and close the curtains. She burned down the house when she was 10. I was away camping with the scout. The fireman said she'd been smoking in bed. The old story, I told her. The cat now and died in the flames. So Dad took us to stay with our aunt in the country. He went back to London to find us a new house. We never saw him again. On her 13th birthday, she fell down the well in our aunt's garden and broke her head. She'd been drinking heavily. On her recovery, her sight had returned. The fluke was nature, everyone said. That's when she said she'd never blink again. I would tell her when she stared at me with her eyes wide and watery, that they reminded me of the world she fell into. She liked it. It made her laugh.
Stuart Staples, voz de los Tindersticks, contando la desgarradora historia de su hermana en el tema My Sister. Ahora, para levantar un poco el ánimo, vamos a continuar con la esperanzadora Villanelle for Our Time, del mismísimo Leonard Cohen.
From bitter searching of the heart, quickened with passion and with pain, we rise to play a greater part. This is the faith from which we start. Men shall know commonwealth again from bitter searching of the heart. We love the easy and the smart, but now with keener hand and brain, we rise to play a greater part. The lesser loyalties depart, and neither race nor creed remain from bitter searching of the heart. Not steering by the venal chart that tricked the mass for private gain, we rise to play a greater part. Reshaping narrow law and art, whose symbols are the millions slain, from bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part. Faith from which we start. Men shall know commonwealth again from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part. The lesser loyalties depart, and neither race nor creed remain from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part. Reshaping narrow law and art, whose symbols are the millions slain from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part. This is the faith from which we start. Men shall know commonwealth again bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part.
Searching of the heart, we rise
Steering by the venal chart that tricked the mass for private gain, we rise to play a greater part, reshaping narrow law and art whose symbols the millions slain from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part.
Las palabras no dejan de ser sonido. Y no hay sonido sin sentido. Déjate llevar. Sobrevivir. ¿Acaso estemos llamados a sobrevivir? Sobrevivir al forcejeo entre tú y yo, y al de cada uno con cada uno. Sobrevivir a toda la violencia y la ternura, la compasión y la rabia. Sobrevivir. ¿Acaso sea mucho pedir sobrevivir?
No hay nada que nos separe ahora. Mientras yacemos en tu cama, tus dedos deshacen los nudos de mi pelo y mis labios dibujan sobre tu cuello trazos imposibles. Somos dos niños que descubren el amor, dos viejos que ya lo han olvidado. Te abrazo con fuerza, aunque no tanta. Abrazo más bien con todo el alma, y mi cabeza al fin descansa, mi cabeza al fin descansa, sobre tu pecho cálido y generoso. Me gusta palpar tu vientre, es como jugar con la arena en la orilla de un mar apacible. Todo se cuece a fuego lento en el silencio ligero de tu cuarto. No hay televisión, no hay radio, ni libros, ni computador. Solo la tarde bogotana que a lo lejos ya se apaga.
Este fue el podcast nocturno de domingo.